Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to continue to be quite favorable as we move through this next full week, with an opportunity for showers and thunderstorms to occur in just about all of the production region at one time or another. The temperatures will also be mostly in a seasonable range with a slight cooler bias, but for the most part, the environment will be quite favorable for a good mix of weather and for crop development to occur as aggressively as possible. Certainly a little bit warmer. Warmer temperatures, a little more sunshine might be better for a few crop areas, but I think for the most part this is a very good scenario that's playing out. The first opportunity for rainfall across our region is probably going to hold off for a little while. We'll end up seeing at least a chance for some shower activity to occur randomly across portions of the region as we go through this first couple of days of the outlook. There's no really well-organized precipitation event suggested for the region. We are expecting to see the majority of the sporadic showers to occur across some of the central and eastern portions of the Midwest, but these will pop up in the afternoon or actually at just about any time during the day today, and they will have a very minor impact on the region. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a couple tenths of an inch of moisture is about all that can be expected. The precipitation will occur not only today, but probably tomorrow as well, and it all occurs underneath this trough of low pressure that continues over a big part of the Midwest. And the temperatures are going to continue to be somewhat cool, or at least somewhat milder than usual today and perhaps tomorrow because of these showers. High temperatures will be mostly upper 70s and lower to a few middle 80s across the region. And we'll expect to see the low temperatures at night to slip back into mostly the 50s and some 60s across the region. I doubt seriously that we'll run into much more cooler air than that. In fact, we'll probably see a little bit of a warm-up take place as we move into the weekend and the early part of next week, with the lows falling back into mostly 60s across a big part of the region. The afternoon highs from Friday all the way into the first part of next week will probably run 80s and some lower 90s in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt, while everybody else will be mostly 80s with a handful of upper 70s possible in the north. The forecast precipitation will change a little bit as we move out in time. We'll expect to see the precipitation increasing with a cool front that's expected to slip through the northwestern part of the Corn Belt as we get to the end of the weekend and the first part of next week. This frontal boundary does not promise to be very well organized on its rainfall potential, but we will see some showers from the Dakotas into parts of Michigan at least Sunday and Monday. A low pressure center will form on the tail end of this particular front, and as it does, it will move eastward across the northern Midwest, enhancing rainfall for quite a few areas. The majority of the significant precipitation will initially occur in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota as we go into Monday and Tuesday of next week, and then it will work its way eastward across the Great Lakes region, so that by the time we get to the middle part of next week, it'll be raining aggressively in parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. There will be a frontal boundary that will trail to the southwest of this low-pressure system, and as it trails that way, we'll likely see some showers and thunderstorms coming with it. Most of that precipitation in the southwestern Corn Belt is still expected to be light. A few hundredths of an inch to five-tenths of an inch is about all that can be expected, at least through about Thursday of next week. After that, there will be a disturbance that will possibly come across the southern and eastern portions of the Midwest late next week into the following weekend that could generate some greater rainfall and bring greater amounts of relief to some of the drier areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.